Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
What's up, guys? I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. We're heading towards the home stretch of the WNBA season, and there is so much to get into every episode. Twice a week, I'm joined by one of my amazing co-hosts as we dissect the biggest games, performances, and even some off-court drama. The playoffs are quickly approaching, and now is the best time to tune in. Who will come away as this year's champion? The competition is heating up, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's move on to some Bills talk and set up the week because there's some injury stuff going on that we have to monitor. One is Matt Milano. Good news. He didn't go on IR. So I think he'll start practicing this week based on Sean McDermott's comments of last week. You would hope that is the case. Ed Oliver could practice this week. We know he didn't go on IR. You know, you don't have to rush these guys back. You have the Saints coming up at the same time. You want to see these guys get back. No doubt about it. That being said, they do have a couple guys coming off suspensions. A week from today, they can start entering. They can start practicing. Michael Hoyt, Larry Ogunjobi, but they can't play until in 3 weeks from today. Yeah. Tyler Bass, an interesting one because he has, and Max Harrison, they have 1 week left that they must be on IR. Now, the way this works, folks, so you know, the Bills don't have to activate them right away. They can just keep them on IR. Do you anticipate them coming back right when they're kind of eligible to, or do you think the Bills will wait on either one?
I think they might wait. The bye week situates itself really interestingly with it being just 2 weeks away, where they might kind of wait until the bye week to reevaluate everything and see where their injuries are and how much roster space they have available and what they need to do with Hoyt and Ogunjobi. So I could see them waiting a little bit.
Well, those guys have to come back. I don't think the Bills have a choice.
No, I know, but that's what I'm saying. Like, those guys have to come back. So depending on what else is going on, that's kind of when you can almost make like a wholesale roster change of like, okay, after the bye week, because then you have the time to evaluate the injuries and how people are recovering. Because realistically, we're three games until then. There's going to be a couple more players who get dinged up between now and then, for sure. And that will impact how you piece together your roster.
So the tricky part here, though, Matt, is like those guys, Maxwell Harrison and Tyler Bass, they can start practicing, but then they get 3 weeks to activate them. But if they don't in that, but they don't in that window, you lose them. So you kind of have to make that decision. We want to open that window now, or do we want to wait? Because you need them to practice too. I don't think I'm going to use Max Harrison more as an example here. I think is proper. He hasn't practiced in 2 months. I mean, you got to get him reps before he's able to play.
I think the Harrison one could happen because the bye week does not count, right? It's not 21 days. It's 21 days of like an active. Does the bye week count? 21
bye week counts.
Oh, okay. That changes what I was going to say. I was going to say
21 days.
I was going to say maybe you open them up. Maybe you open them right after the bye week. Maybe that's what you do.
And then he'd be available by week 9 or 10.
That's kind of what I was thinking. Like maybe that's how you do it. You use the bye week as like a little bit of an added buffer. Because if you did it in week 4, the bye week would be the final week, and I don't think that's the week you would want him getting situated and ready to come back. You know what I'm saying? That's why it kind of throws a wrench in it. Of like, if you did it right after week 4, that would take you to the bye week and through the bye week, and I don't think the Bills would do that. I think they would want 3 weeks where everybody's in the facility.
Okay, here's one we haven't talked about yet. The Bills did lose a guy in the practice squad, Dan Feeney. He went to the Bucks. Okay? The Bills have a player on their practice squad injured list. Gabe Davis is also eligible to start practicing after week 4.
Yeah.
From what you've seen from the wide receivers, the passing game, let's just say Gabe Davis is healthy. Do you think that is an option that the Bills should explore, putting him, activating him for practice and then activating him to the practice squad and then maybe being on the 53?
Well, I definitely think for the practice squad at some point. I think you want to see what he is and what he has left. So I think that absolutely they'll do that.
Do you think he can help the 53, though?
As it currently sits, probably not, but I feel like they're one injury away from him potentially having to help the 53.
Because I mean, they're not even giving a jersey to Curtis Samuel.
That's what I mean. But I think they're telling themselves on how they feel about Curtis Samuel with him not being active right now. And I think that they believe Elijah Moore can do a similar role to what they wanted Curtis Samuel to do, maybe even just more effectively. But if there was something to happen with Keon or Palmer, I feel like Gabe would be the natural person to step up in that situation. The one thing we talked about a little bit on the last podcast was the Bills' lack of like a vertical threat on their offense. And it's interesting because I don't think Gabe is some like blazing wide receiver who's going to like completely stretch the field. But in the years that he played in Buffalo, his depth of target was ridiculous, and he did really beat teams over the top pretty frequently. So he might bring that in an element or in a way that other guys have not. So that's why I feel like getting him on the practice squad, getting him up. Tyrell Shavers in the role that he's been asked to do has been absolutely fine, but I could see a world where if they could replace his special teams production where they had Gabe as their fifth wide receiver active on game days.
Yeah, the more I've watched Tyrell Shavers, the more I think he's doing Gabe would be exactly the replicate because he's been blocking too. He's being used as a blocker sometimes.
Yeah, no. And that's the thing. Like, I don't want to take anything away from what Tyrell Shavers has done because it's been impressive. He's looked good, but I feel like the ceiling for Gabe is still higher than the ceiling for Tyrell Shavers.
Yes, I agree with that. And it'll be some interesting decisions they have. I'm trying to look. Dwayne Carter, we know, is out for the year. Yeah, I think those are the guys. So Hoyt, Ogunjobi, suspensions, just so everybody's clear on how it works again. After next week against the Saints, they can start practicing with the team. Then they got to be activated after, 6 games, and then roster decisions will have to be made. Mm-hmm. And that's where we will get into who's getting a game day jersey or not again, because it could be Larry Ogunjobi who doesn't. And if it is him, then it's gotta be to me. I think TJ Sanders wouldn't. I don't know who else you wouldn't give one to.
Yeah, it's interesting because I don't think that they would not give a jersey to Walker based off of what they've done the last couple weeks and the role that Walker has had. I just don't see a second round pick not having a game day jersey. And it's different too, because this is a second round pick they traded up for, right? Like, I get Landon Jackson. That was the entire discourse of the last podcast or whatever conversation we had last week. I feel like there is a gap, though, too. Like, second-round picks need to be playing, or at least need to be active and getting reps so that they can eventually make a difference. I do think that's – you would never want this, but the blessing in disguise of all of this is that over the last couple weeks, Deion Walker and TJ Sanders have gotten way more work than you anticipated, which should theoretically benefit you down the road. It really should.
Yeah, and again, I don't know what happens, like – when these guys come back, even on the actual roster, heck with game day jersey. I mean, are you moving on from a Javon Solomon? Or, I mean, how could, if you were to release Javon Solomon, he goes to waivers. And by the way, on the TJ Sanders thing, this isn't like to go back to that. One thing that is interesting is Javon Solomon's played a role. He's kicking inside without Ed Oliver there and without Michael Hoyt there. Like, he's playing a role for you right now.
Yeah, but he's playing a placeholder role. Correct. He's playing the Michael Hoyt role. Until Michael Hoyt is back, don't you think? Isn't that basically what they're going to want Hoyt to do?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Yes. Yes,
so that's why I'm like,
how if you were to move on from him, like actually move on from him, he could get claimed off waivers. And you could say, well, that's fine. I could allow that.
Do you think you would, though? Like, don't you feel like he could be a player that you could get back to your practice squad?
Good question. I'm not sure. I haven't thought as much about it because that's, I don't know. It's a second year player who led the FBS in sacks 2 years ago.
I know, but what was he, a fifth round pick?
Yeah. Yeah.
Second year, fifth round pick. I don't think that's like a shoe-in.
I just think you really like put the picks, the where they picked matters way too much to you.
I think it does. I think it's an asset.
Every year is different, though.
It's not, though. Look at the acquisition cost. The only reason Kyrie Elam is getting a shot is because he was a first-round pick. 100%. If he wasn't a first-round pick, if he was a sixth-round pick, he would not be in the league right now. But because he was a first-round pick, right. It's the same thing that happened with Lewis Cine or whatever that guy's name was. Or because he was a first-round pick, the Bills were like, okay, we're going to give a shot on this guy and see what happens. I think you have a much longer leash the higher the pick you are.
I don't disagree. I think what I'm trying to ask you, though, is do you think the Bills should be making decisions this year based on where guys were drafted, on the roster? I don't think they should. When it comes, I mean, you're not moving on from a first or second round pick. I get that. What I'm saying is game day roster, Landon Jackson, third round pick. I don't think it should matter where they're picked. It's either he gets a spot or he doesn't.
I think it does, because I think it's just you need to have all of the evidence and figure out if this is somebody who could get to the practice squad or if they couldn't. If he was a second or third round pick, he's not getting to the practice squad. Someone's going to take a chance on a young pass rusher who led the FBS in sacks. But because he was a fifth round pick and so many teams passed on him several times, and the Bills were able to get him, I think that means there's a more realistic chance that he could get to the practice squad if that's ultimately what you want to do. I think that this for the Bills is going to be an easier decision than we think, because there's going to be more injuries that happen. Like right now, we're doing all of these roster gymnastics, assuming that everybody is available, and that's not going to be the case. Now, you want that to be the case. You want this to be a lot harder than it needs to be. I just don't know if that's going to be how it plays out.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.